1 Peter chapter 2 and the middle of verse 9, that ye might set forth the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness to his wonderful light, who once were not a people, but now God's people, who are not enjoying mercy, but now have found mercy. And then in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, who has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 26, that's page 265, Deuteronomy chapter 26 and verse 5, and thou shalt speak and say before Jehovah thy God, a perishing Aramean was my father. And he went down to Egypt with a few and sojourned there, and became a nation, great, mighty and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And we cried to Jehovah the God of our fathers. And Jehovah heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labour and our oppression. And Jehovah brought us forth out of Egypt with a powerful hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And then lastly, in a passage in Philippians 2, and we just read verse 6, Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of men, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. I'm sure everyone in this room knows the story of Cinderella, especially the children. You know the story of Cinderella, brought up in very poor circumstances, oppressed. And I'm not going to go on to all the detail, but through a transformation, she ended up in a very happy place. But I've read of three situations of transformation. A transformation from darkness to light. We find that in Peter. A transformation from being under the devil's oppression to be in God's kingdom. And a transformation from being in poverty to being in a land flowing with milk and honey. Three transformations. Start with Peter. Darkness. You know, dear friends, if you don't know Jesus as your saviour, you're in darkness. We live in a country which once was called Christian. Sadly, that is no longer the case, as some of us heard last evening. A post-Christian country. How solemn that is. We knew the light of the gospel, and there was a general fear of God. That is now not the case. But of course, mankind, without God's intervention, has always been in darkness. Darkness because sin came in and it's covered the whole earth. It says of God that he looked down upon the earth and he couldn't see anything that pleased him. Nothing. All men have sinned, it says, and come short of the glory of God. And the God of this world, Satan, as it says, blinded the eyes. Tonight I would desire, and God would desire, that in the gospel that your eyes might be opened, that divine light from heaven might pierce into your soul, and you might see light. You know, Jesus is the light of the world. It says, they that sat in darkness have seen a great light. That, of course, was primarily to the Jew, to his own people. Do you know God for yourself? Do you know him? If not, you're in darkness. Do you have sins on you that are unforgiven? Do you not know that Jesus is the only Saviour? Are you tempted by the devil? Are you under his oppression? Then you're in darkness. But the gospel goes out tonight that you might be liberated from darkness and transferred. What these three things I've read about are a wonderful transformation. You'll notice that in each one it talks of out of and into. And that is the glad tidings, that you're brought out of that circumstance and you're brought into something new and living. Tonight, dear friend, the question is, have you been transformed? Out of darkness into light. God's wonderful light, you know. Of course, in our sins, God's light only exposes our sin, doesn't it? You know, I had the car washed the other day, and I thought the windscreen was clean until the sun shined on it, and then you could see all the dirt, couldn't you? And that's what happens, you know, when the scriptures pierce your soul, and you realise all that, even your filth, all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags. God's light, you know, he is light. Well, the gospel goes out that you might be transformed from darkness to light. The second scripture that I read about, those that were under the oppression of the devil, you know, we read about it in the gospels in a very vivid way. You think of that man in the tombs, sphere of death. What a hopeless case he was. He was subject totally to the devil, under the power of Satan, who's called the God of this world. No one could help him until he met Jesus. And dear friend, tonight, no one can help you until you meet Jesus. There's many in this world who are under the bondage of Satan. What a hard master he is, isn't he? He would keep you there. You know, all the terrible things that you read in the news, behind it all is the activity of Satan. And we see very visibly people that do the most horrendous things under the power of Satan. But as someone once said, you know, you're either under the authority of Satan or you're under the authority of Jesus. There's only the two places. You can't be halfway, dear friend, tonight. You've either got to be subject to one or subject to the other. The question tonight to you in the gospel, dear friend, is, who is your Lord? Who are you subject to tonight? Translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of the Son of his love. I love that, you know, the kingdom of the Son of his love. Jesus, that one who is God's beloved. You think of, you read in type. Some of us were talking yesterday about the types. The Old Testament is important because it does bring vivid pictures to us. So you read Genesis 22 and you see the type there that Abraham loved Isaac. God loves Jesus. He loved him, always did, because Jesus did everything that was pleasing to him. All the more wonderful then that he sent him to die. The kingdom of the Son of his love. You know, that's a one-way transfer, dear friend. You can come into the kingdom. You can leave all that's behind. You can be freed from the captivity of Satan tonight. Freed from his chains. You know, people in the world are subject to drugs and drink and everything else. And they're in chains to bondage. They're caught. But you can be set free tonight, dear friend. You can be loose from your chains. Because there's one that can do it, which I'll come on to in a minute. darkness to light, the authority of Satan to the kingdom of the Son of his love. Third category, you know, we read about the Israelites were supposed to learn when they came out of Egypt. And they were instructed to recite this. A perishing Aramaean was my father. Place of poverty, perishing. No hope. In bondage. We're talking about bondage. The children of Israel were in bondage. A perishing Aramaean. Poverty, hopelessness. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. And what a transformation. They were taken out of that, a perishing, hopeless situation, into a land filled with milk and honey. All God's goodness, you know. God has everything but blessing in mind for you if you will only come to Jesus, the Saviour that he's provided. God has got nothing but good for you. Oh, if only men would get that tonight. They think God is at best a hard God, or he's not even there. He doesn't care. My dear friend, my Bible tells me, and this is God's word, that God cares for you intensely, and he wants to bless you. He wants to forgive you your sin, and he wants to bring you into this wonderful land full of blessing. But he can't do it unrighteously. It has to be an appointed way. These three transformations I've spoken about, how do they happen? How do I get from A to B? There's only one way, dear friend. There's only one name given under heaven by which we must be saved. God hasn't got a multiple of ways. You know, men like to have options, don't they? As we were saying this afternoon, there is no option in the gospel. There's one name given under heaven, and that name is Jesus, God's beloved Son. We love a rags to riches story, don't we? These three, they were transformed. But how did it happen? How can it happen for you, dear friend? How can you be transformed tonight from a miserable sinner to someone who's enjoying all the God's blessings? God has found a way. A way. And a way involved the giving of his only beloved Son. And I speak very carefully, dear friend. In the story of Cinderella, there was a magic wand and all things happened easily. No magic wand for your salvation. No magic wand, dear friend. I love that hymn, you know. If sinners ever were to know the depths of love divine, all Calvary's weakness and its woe, blessed Saviour must be thine. It was the work of Jesus. Yes, his person, he was the glorious Son of God. But it is his work too that effected my salvation, and it can affect yours tonight. The work of Jesus. It was a work. It wasn't a miracle. He did plenty of miracles on earth. Why were they done? To prove who he was. The Son of God. But it wasn't the words of Jesus or the miracles, but the work on the cross. Work, yes, it involved sweat, it involved agony, not only of body and but its spirit. Think of that in the garden. It says his sweat was as drops of blood. What agony, what intense feeling, what work. And then on the cross, you know, made sin. Those 3 hours of darkness, we've spoken about darkness and light, but you think of when the whole earth was covered in darkness because God was dealing with your sin and with mine. When Jesus, it says, not only bore our sins, but he was made sin. I can't understand that, dear friend, that the Holy Lamb of God was made sin. No wonder the earth was covered in darkness. But then, as we read this afternoon, the light of resurrection dawned. What a glorious morning that was, you know. We've had some lovely mornings recently. We've had some terrible ones as well, but we've had some lovely ones, haven't we? Sun comes up in the morning. Do you think of that resurrection morning when Jesus rose from the dead by the glory of the Father? And why was it so glorious? Because it meant that my sins had been left behind. Justification, we were talking about that this afternoon. God has a righteous basis to forgive you your sin and mine because of the work of Jesus. And because of that, he was able to raise him from the dead. And therefore, everyone that believes in him, it comes into the gain of his resurrection. Wonderful thing. What hope that gives the believer, you know. We live in a world of sadness and sorrow and despair. Despair. I had a colleague who got very down. We live in a world of despair, dear friend. And the only hope is Jesus. The light of the world. The one who has life. The one who rose from the dead. There's no other man like that, you know. Do you know anyone else has been risen from the dead? Conquered death? Conquered sin? Worth trusting, you know. Worth believing in. You know, the gospel is preached that you might believe. We've heard quite a bit recently about John 3:16. So well known. And yet such a wonderful scripture, isn't it? God so loved the world. It is the gospel in a nutshell. And what does it do if we trust in him, if we believe in him, that what he did was for God and for me? If we trust in him, then we're given forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. We're transformed. I go back to those three instances. We're brought from darkness to light. You can walk in the light, as he is in the light. It says that every believer walks in the light. You know, we have a different outlook now. We can see things clearly, can't we? You know, the world is in such a mess. When you speak to people, they really don't, they just don't understand anything, what's going on. But you know, if you trust God and you know him as your Saviour God and the Lord Jesus as your Saviour, everything becomes clear. You can see what's going on. You know that all the misery in the world is a result of sin. And you know the answer to all of that is in the Saviour himself, who dealt with everything at the cross and will soon come back to deal with everything on this earth too. What a Saviour. So that's why I read in Philippians, you know, I've spoken about rags to riches, but we just need to pause. We've spoken about the cross. You think of that one who took a descending pathway. Think of Jesus, who he was, the Son of God. I've spoken about the perishing Aramaean, and he was brought into a land flowing with milk and honey. God's best. Jesus enjoyed God's best. He was in heaven. He had everything at his disposal. I mean literally everything at his disposal. We read Philippians 2 and we see that he gave everything up and came to this world. What a stoop. What a stoop. It wasn't any man, this was God himself. What a stoop into manhood. into mortal, weak flesh like you and I, sin apart. And then it says he was obedient. Think of this. Who is this? Oh, God, manifest in flesh. And yet he was obedient unto death. We die because we are sinners. The wages of sin is death. He was obedient unto death. And then to make us fully affected, it says that the death of the cross. Such an awful death. Shame, ignominy. I can't understand it, dear friend, that my Saviour should go that way. How shameful. And yet, you know, the Lord despised it. He says that for the joy that was before him, he looked beyond. Because of the joy before him, he despised the shame. Despised it. He took, as I understand it, that means he took no account of it. It was nothing to him. Because he was looking beyond. Looking to the moment, maybe, when you will trust him. Looking to that moment when he will be glorified. Looking to that moment when he will have a people for himself. Looking to that moment when he will be King of Kings. Question tonight, dear friend, is, are you a subject of his kingdom? I said about the authority of Satan and the kingdom of the Son of his love. Jesus was looking beyond the cross and the grave, and he was looking to that time when he was going to be a king of kings. He's going to have subjects, and you should be in that kingdom tonight. There's only one way in. The Lord speaks about the kingdom in the Gospels. You get the feeling as you read the words of Jesus that you need to strive to get in there. Doesn't mean you have to work hard, but you need to want to be blessed. You know, God loves to bless those who want to be blessed. The world, the biggest curse today is indifference. Dear friend, how do you stand with God? Do you want to have your sins forgiven? Do you want peace with God? Do you want to come into this kingdom of the Son of his love? Do you want to be transformed from darkness to light? Do you want to be transformed from poverty, perishing, to a land flowing with milk and honey? All of God's best. Dear friend, it's open to you. If you'll accept the Lord Jesus as your own personal Saviour, put your trust in him. Put your trust in what he did for you and for me. And put your trust in him personally as the blessed Son of God. The one who went this way, obedient unto death. I didn't read the rest of it. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. King of kings. Someone said, you know, all that's going on in the world and all these pompous people who think they know better, they will all bow at the feet of Jesus. Fact, it will happen. You have the wonderful privilege tonight of bowing at his feet. Owning him as Lord and Saviour. Dear friend tonight, where are you? Where are you at? Which kingdom do you belong to? You can be transformed tonight. And it's a one-way transfer. You know what God has done? He's done forever. Your sins are forgiven, they're forgiven. But then we're to walk in the newness of life. We're given the Holy Spirit. That's wonderful news of the gospel. You're given the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you can enjoy all that God has given you. That land flowing with milk and honey, everything that God has prepared is available to you in the power of the Spirit. May you understand that and come to, if you've not come to the Lord, may you have to do with him tonight as your Saviour, and then you can follow him as your Lord. Out of, into, may you understand the wonderful things that can happen through the power of the gospel in Christ. Out of, into. Let us celebrate all that Jesus has done to bring us into the most immense blessings. And having done that, we can be subject to him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What a wonderful gospel it is. May we take it up for ourselves and be worthy and happy subjects of that kingdom, for his name's sake.